You're listening to Alchemical Voices, a podcast exploring the lives of BIPOC, transracial adoptees, and survivors of complex trauma. Hi, I'm Jaslyn, your host, a nurse, and trauma release practitioner, curiously observing the human experience. As a Black woman and survivor of human trafficking, I've encountered many, many hardships. On the road to recovery, I discovered that storytelling unites us at heart and is where we find healing, inspiration, and encouragement. In each episode, you will hear stories from courageous souls, and we will touch on subjects such as identity confusion, the impacts of racism, complex trauma, transracial adoption, and much more. How do we rise amid trials and tribulations? How do we invite softness into our lives? We touch on these and many other questions, so tune in to experience transformative storytelling and let's heal together. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Alchemical Voices. In this episode, I will be answering a question from a woman who is seeking advice because she is in a very difficult situation and she's seeking some advice on how to deal with it. So I'm gonna do my best to support her. So first of all, I want to say thank you for sending me this question and thank you for trusting that I can provide some kind of useful advice. I shall do my best. So just to start off, I'm just going to read the question and then I will get into it. So this question is from, as I said, a woman. She's a complex trauma survivor. Her name is Venus. And this is the question. I'm currently in a domestic violence situation and I'm unemployed and seeking solutions with respect for my safety and ability to heal my inflamed brain enough to work and earn enough for financial independence. I'm seeking solutions in terms of realistic, accessible strategies of escape that do not involve Western health interventions of any kind. I've been down that path and it just adds more trauma unnecessarily. Any input is much appreciated and welcome. Venus. So thank you for reaching out, Venus. That's the first step in the right direction. So I'm proud of you for doing that. I'm really sorry that you are in this situation and I absolutely get that you want out and that you're seeking solutions. So I don't know which country you live in. So I can only speak from the knowledge I have from the country I live in. There are women shelters, but I'm guessing when you write that you do not want to involve Western health interventions, I'm assuming that a women's shelter is not what you're looking for. But that was honestly my first thought. But I get if that doesn't work for you. I know that it doesn't work for many women. And that it often creates more problems than it's a help. What I can suggest is I know that there are different NGOs. I mean, again, there are here in Denmark where I reside. There are different NGOs where they offer free therapy to survivors of domestic violence. And in some of the NGOs, it's actually survivors of domestic violence themselves. So it can be a therapist who has lived that experience. So it's like peer-to-peer, but it's also someone with the professional background to support you through this life crisis that you're in. So I don't know if the country you live in, they if this is accessible, but that's definitely one way to go. I also know that you can find like group, again, free group therapies for women in that are going through this. So it's like a support group where you can lean on one another, and you have someone that, so there's going to be a professional that facilitates this group, but there's also women you can lean on, so you have this support system while you are going through this journey. And you know, you'll be in community with women in the same situation. So in my opinion, meeting other people that have similar experiences as you and that struggles with the same things, that's incredibly healing. And I would argue it's actually life-saving, but obviously it depends on who you are and what your needs are. That I'm just speaking from my experience, that coming into community with people that have similar wounds, and that's another kind of therapy in itself. What else I would suggest is hotlines. There are different hotlines, if you're going through domestic violence, that can guide you on which, you know, which steps you can take, what you can do. I would also recommend, so I don't know the ins and outs of your situation, but depending on how this person is, I would consider involving the police just to protect yourself if this is a dangerous person. I mean, obviously it's a dangerous person. We're talking domestic violence, but I mean, I don't know what they're capable of. But if this person is in any shape or form capable of, you know, harming you more than they already have done, I would definitely involve the police. I will say that if you are a Black woman and you are from the States, I would absolutely not do that. I'm just going to be completely honest. Going to the police is absolutely the last thing I would do. I wouldn't even consider it. Let me just put it that way. Then in that case, I would let my loved ones. So if you have family, if you have any close friends, I would definitely tell them I'm scared. I think this person could potentially harm me more than they already have. I would take screenshots of everything. I would record everything. So if they show up out of the blue, I know a woman who experienced this, I would record that conversation. I would take, I can't remember if I just said it, but I would take screenshots of everything. If this person sent emails, save the emails, you know, start gathering all documentation just in case this ends up in a lawsuit. You want to be able to have all the evidence you need to strengthen your case. And yeah, be as gentle with yourself as possible. I know that might seem really vague, but when we're going through something that's really, really challenging and that requires a lot of strength, being gentle, being kind with ourselves and just doing the best we can, that in itself can be really helpful and remove some of that stressful load, you know. So don't have too high expectations from yourself. Don't pressure yourself. And if you can feel your body says rest, respect it. You know, right now you're going through something that's really challenging, something that requires a lot of you. So you're probably going to not sleep well at night, be very stressful. And when that happens, we have a tendency to cope in ways that actually are not serving us but are making things worse. So like eating tons of sugar, drinking tons of coffee, adding more fuel to that that fire. And what we want to do is actually pour water on that fire so we can calm it down. So being kind to yourself, being gentle, eating healthy foods that support your system, that support your sleep, moving your body, even in gentle ways like Pilates, yoga, just walking, dancing. Those are also really good ways that you can support yourself during this time. Listening to music, listening to podcasts, whatever can lift you, lift your spirit up, definitely do that. Call a friend. I mean, everything that makes you happy. And it can be really challenging when you're going through shit to like tap into what usually makes you happy, because there is a tendency to like lose interest, especially if you also feel a bit depressed and you feel, if you're in this kind of state of despair, things that usually matter to you, they suddenly stop mattering. But it's so important that you have, there is some level of self-discipline, so that you, essentially, you need to force yourself to do some things, even if you don't want to do them, because that's really the best way to support your system, your inner child, your nervous system, everything. Another thing that I can recommend is tapping, EFT tapping. It personally has saved my life through crises. It has saved me in periods where I didn't have any therapy and had to navigate through really difficult things on my own, because either I couldn't afford therapy or I just couldn't find a professional one available. So I was stuck to deal with things on my own. EFT helped me. I just went on Google, whatever shit I was going through. Sorry, YouTube, I meant. Whatever shit I was going through, I would write it in YouTube. And then different people had made like a tapping video on that topic. I hope that makes sense. And so what I did, I just created a map where I like had a daily exercise. So daily I would go in and then I would tap on these different topics of these different things that I was going through. And that really supported me in managing those really difficult emotions and just managing my energy in general. And honestly, I commit to my tapping practice. So I tap every single day because it makes a massive difference in how I show up for myself and in just in how my energy is and how I navigate my emotions. So I can definitely recommend tapping. And you can also find nervous system regulation skills by going on YouTube and then just putting that in. So like, stress management, how to regulate my nervous system. And that's going to be like 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute. Obviously, that can be longer, but you can find these short exercises that you, like I said before, you can save them in this map and then you can go back to them daily or several times a day and just tap through it. And obviously, whatever the exercise is, just do that exercise several times a day or whenever you need it to help you navigate through your emotions and to calm down your nervous system. Because what happens when we are going through storms like this, we become dysregulated, you know? And if we don't do anything to soothe ourselves when we're in this fight and flight state, we can become stuck in that response. So it is vital that you do what you can to soothe and regulate your nervous system while you are going through this. It is so, so important. And there are so many free resources out there. And one of them being is YouTube. As I said before, I used it myself for all kinds of different things that I saved in this map, and it did help me. So, yeah, I think that is it for now, Venus. I hope that just one thing that I've suggested is helpful. I am incredibly sad on your behalf. You do not deserve what you're going through. I send you so much love. I send you healing. I wish you the absolute best. And I just hope that you get through this. And I hope you come out on the other side more resilient. And that this time of your life will teach you valuable lessons and wisdom that you can carry with you throughout your life. Yeah. I send you so much love and I wish you all the best. That was it for today. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate Alchemical Voices and follow the community on Instagram. Until next time.